This is a sermon from the archives of the First Congregational United Church of Christ in Algona, Iowa. Our legacy project reminds you that God is still speaking and no one is a stranger.
Our first reading this morning comes from the Gospel of Matthew. But to what will I compare this generation? It is like children sitting in the marketplaces and calling to one another. We played the flute for you, and you did not dance. We wailed, and you did not mourn. For John came neither eating nor drinking, and they said, he has a demon. The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, look, a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners. Yet wisdom is vindicated by its deeds. At that time, Jesus said, I thank you, God of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and the intelligent and have revealed them to infants. Yes, for such was your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all that are weary and carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Let's rise and join together in our affirmation of faith. In our waking and arising, be the first thought that enters our head. In our eating and drinking, be the first thought that enters our head. In our walking and journeying, be the first thought that enters our head. In our working and serving, be the first thought that enters our head. In our sowing and harvesting, be the first thought that enters our head. In our rejoicing and sorrowing, be the first thought that enters our head. In our resting and sleeping, be the first thought that enters our head.
Our focus scripture this morning comes from one of Paul's authentic letters, one of the seven letters that biblical scholars agree were actually written by Paul. There are some pseudo-Paul and some that are, questionable Paul. But this is one of Paul's authentic letters, and it's to the church in Rome. And I share it with you from the Good News Bible this morning. It's from chapter 17, verses 15 through 25a. The Good News Bible, it titles portions of Scripture, and the title for this particular portion that we're going to share together this morning is The Conflict in Us. So hear the words of Paul's letter. I do not understand what I do, for I don't do what I would like to do, but instead I do what I hate. Since what I do is what I don't want to do, this shows that I agree that the law is right. So I am not really the one who does this thing. Rather, it is the sin that lives in me. I know that good does not live in me, that is, in my human nature. For even though the desire to do good is in me, I am not able to do it. I don't do the good I want to do. Instead, I do the evil that I do not want to do. If I do what I don't want to do, this means that I am no longer the one who does it. Instead, it is the sin that lives in me. So I find that this law is at work. When I want to do what is good, what is evil is the only choice I have. My inner being delights in the law of God, but I see a different law at work in my body. a law that fights against the law which my mind approves of. It makes me a prisoner to the law of sin which is at work in my body. What an unhappy person I am. Who will rescue me from this body that is taking me to death? Thanks be to God, who does this through our Lord Jesus. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. When our youngest son, Aaron, was little, and he would do something that he shouldn't have done, and he knew he shouldn't have done it, and if we asked who did this, his answer was, "Bad guy Joe did it." Bad guy Joe took the blame for the things that Aaron did that he shouldn't have done, knew that he shouldn't have done. We expected, we knew the answer was coming. Now that he's an adult, he doesn't do that anymore. And it was kind of cute at the time. But, you know, you had to have, when you do something that you're not supposed to do, or when you don't like something, you blame somebody else. And there is always, there's no shortage of bad guy Joes available in the world, is it? You listen to our politicians, it's always somebody else's fault. Bad guy Joe did it. Or whoever that bad guy Joe might be. We've done the same thing. We blame things for the other things that we've done that we know we shouldn't have done. We're very good at it. It's hard for us to take responsibility for those things that we have a hand in that don't turn out so well. Well, Paul was good at it too. Actually, if you caught that, and this, you know, Paul sometimes really writes cryptically. This portion, I've read this passage I don't know how many times, and I still sit there and think, huh? What's Paul saying? Can't he kind of untangle all this stuff? But Paul, that's the way that Paul writes sometimes. Couldn't he just put it in simple terms so we'd know? But Paul is admitting that he doesn't do, he knows what he should do, he knows what God wants him to do, what Jesus has taught, he knows that. But sometimes, not all the time, but sometimes he just doesn't do it. And it bothers him. It frustrates him. So what's he do? Well, bad guy Joe did it. It's sin that does this, not me. I'll buy that to a point. But if Paul knows, if we know what it is that we're supposed to do, what it is that God wants us to do, we're culpable in that, aren't we, when we don't do it? Sin, and that's a word that we don't like to talk about very often. It's a hard word. It's a harsh word. You know, sin. I like to define that. Maybe it's just because it's a little easier to take. But sin is something that separates us from God, separates us from one another, separates us from the very best selves that we can be. And Paul's talking about all those things that separates us in the things that we think, say, and do. And you know, it just popped into my head. The things we say and do can be sinful, can be evil, can hurt people. But what about the things we think if we don't think it? Does that still count? Yeah, I think so. Sin is Paul's bad guy Joe. Something to blame on when Paul does the things that he knows he should do but doesn't. It's ours too, isn't it? Well, you know, I know that this person that I shouldn't talk, you know, respond back to angrily respond back at somebody, to speak hatefully of somebody else, but they just made me so darn mad. I know we should really help those, our brothers, sisters, and siblings that are struggling. But I've got so much other stuff to do. And really, it's probably their own fault that they're in that place anyway. Notice that Paul also talks about the law. He's talking about two kinds of law. God's law and human law, which is supposed to be based on God's law, but that's where the rub comes for Paul. Paul says, not in this translation from the Good News Bible, but in another one, that the law, even though it's supposedly based on God's law, is weak because we keep putting our own prejudices and biases into it and distort it, dilute it for our own intents and purposes, our own beliefs. We're in good company with Paul. And the other characters in Scripture. with all our brothers and sisters throughout God's world. We know what we should do, the good we should do, but sometimes we don't do it. It's a struggle. It's a challenge. It's a tension between those things, isn't it? So what's the answer? Well, we know that we're going to continue to struggle with what we know God would wish us to do and what we do sometimes. But through Jesus, Paul says, he gets the chance to try again, to improve on that, to meet that struggle head on, deal with it, and grow from it. That's the good news for us this morning and every morning. When we're tempted to blame bad guy Joe, and we will again, through God's grace, through God's forgiveness, through God's steadfast love for each and every one of us, we get to try again. Forgiven in love. To take our portion of the responsibility that is ours, that God has given us to live in God's ways. That's good news for us. Today and every day. Thanks be to God for that. Amen.
This broadcast is part of the Legacy Project of the First Congregational United Church of Christ of Algona, Iowa, where we continue to remind you that God is still speaking and no one is a stranger.